Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/CNN for a $1 per month trial.
Hello. From CNN, I'm Joe Beck, with the five things you need to know for Tuesday, January 16th. Former President Donald Trump won big in Iowa last night. He beat the other 2024 Republican primary candidates by an unprecedented margin in the nation's first state contest.
I want to congratulate Ron and Nikki for having a good time together. We're all having a good time together. And I think they both actually did very well.
Ron DeSantis took a distant second place, followed closely by Nikki Haley, while Vivek Ramaswamy pulled out of the race after coming fourth. Trump's overwhelming victory hasn't put Haley and DeSantis off yet, though, and they're both still fighting it out to be his biggest competitor.
I can safely say, tonight, Iowa made this Republican primary a two-person race.
In spite of all of that that they threw at us, everyone against us, we've got our ticket punched out of Iowa.
Now the attention turns to New Hampshire ahead of next week's primary, and DeSantis will be holding a CNN town hall in New England tonight. But before Trump can concentrate on New Hampshire, he has another legal battle to deal with. A trial for the defamation lawsuit brought by journalist E. Jean Carroll starts in New York today. If you're feeling a sense of déjà vu, it's because this is the second time Carroll has sued Trump for defamation. And last year, a jury found that Trump did sexually abuse her in a department store changing room and then defamed her when he denied it. Carroll was awarded $5 million, but Trump is appealing the case and continues to deny that he assaulted her. Today's suit is about other comments that he made in 2019, claiming it never happened and, quote, "she's not my type," and Carroll is asking for $10 million. Trump is expected to attend some of the trial this week. From border to border and east to west, you're probably going to be feeling the chill today. Almost 80% of the US will see below freezing temperatures over the next week, with more than 120 million people under wind chill alerts. The National Weather Service warns that sub-zero wind chills mean frostbite on exposed skin could take just a few minutes, and hypothermia could follow shortly after. CNN's Allison Chinchar tells us how long this weather will be sticking around for.
Hey Joe, the good news is there is just one more day of record-breaking cold temperatures across the U.S. today. Starting Wednesday, many states will get a brief reprieve from the frigid air. Temperatures will still be below normal, but nowhere near as cold as we've seen the last several days. Unfortunately, the reprieve will not last very long as yet another surge of Arctic air returns to the high plains on Thursday, the southern plains and Midwest on Friday, and eventually the entire eastern half of the country by Saturday.
A school official says the Justice Department plans to release a report later this week on the 2022 mass shooting at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas. It's a critical incident review of the law enforcement response to the shooting, where 19 children and two teachers were killed. More than 370 law enforcement officers responded to the scene, but they've been under intense criticism by the community and victims' families because it took 77 minutes to stop the gunman, who had holed up in two adjoining classrooms. The school district superintendent told a school board meeting about the report last night and says community grief counselors will be made available after it comes out. A fire has ripped through a gallery holding artworks by Picasso, Rembrandt, and Goya. More on that after this quick break.
Shopify's taking the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/CNN. Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/CNN for a $1 per month trial.
There are fears that irreplaceable artwork may have been lost after a fire at a gallery in Seattle. The gallery's manager says pieces by Picasso, Rembrandt, Goya, and M.C. Escher could have been destroyed. The blaze happened Friday, when authorities think someone started a fire in an alley behind the gallery to warm themselves, and it spread into the three-story building. But there is some hope that some of the art may have been protected from damage because it was in drawers or covered with rags. That's all for now. Krista has your next update at 12.